Gee, but it's great to be back home.
I spent the last 3 weeks driving first to the Indiana Dunes Birding Festival, then to the L.L. Bean Maine Audubon Birding Festival in Freeport, Maine, and then to the Acadia Birding Festival up in and near Bar Harbor. I got home Wednesday night and Thursday had to head to Waters Meet, Michigan to do a program at the Ottawa National Forest Visitor Center. We finally made it home Thursday, and now I'm home for a few weeks. I can take time to breathe again. So here I am looking over photos of my adventures and thinking, wow, as much as I love traveling to new places and to familiar ones and seeing birds everywhere, too many adventures in one short period of time start to melt into each other. Looking at the photos and listening to my recordings jogs my memory of fantastic moments that I'd already forgotten about as new fantastic moments kept happening. The photos and notes I took on this trip and my eBird lists with precise locations for each bird are helping me keep everything from this trip straight, but my overall preference is to do one adventure at a time. I think I need more time than a lot of people to savor an experience as well as to process my photos and sounds before heading out for another adventure. I'll have a few weeks before my next trip, but most of that time will be taken up on a new book project with a looming deadline, so I'll feel more rushed going through all these photos than I like. I got some nice pictures of prothonotary warblers in Indiana, and some nice ones of a young bullfrog, and a poor but identifiable picture of a water snake. I didn't get photos or recordings of the worm-eating warbler I saw at Indiana Dunes State Park, but I did buy a wonderful print by the wonderful artist Christina Nowski. That purchase turned out to be doubly apt because I got a quick look at a completely out-of-place worm-eating warbler in northern Maine, too. We've already framed and hung up the print, which will keep both parts of this trip in my memory. After Indiana, I stopped in Michigan to see Kirtland's warbler. That morning was cold, drizzly, and very windy, so I didn't see much, but I did hear three distant males and got a quick glimpse of a nearby female and got decent recordings of a field sparrow. In Ohio, I took my nicest photos ever of a surprisingly cooperative warbling vireo. I also got some of my best photos ever of Wilson's and Blackpoll warblers. I visited my daughter Katie in New York City for a couple of days next. I didn't take any photos there, but being in Katie and Michael's cozy and familiar apartment was the next best thing to being home. Then it was on to Maine, where I recorded an out-of-place yellow-breasted chat, saw an extremely rare back cross between a hybrid blue-winged and golden-winged warbler and a pure golden-winged warbler, and had a splendid time at two birding festivals. And I saved the very best for last. For many years, I've yearned to see piping plover chicks. When my friend Lori Gilman from Maine Audubon got the word that some had hatched near Freeport while I was up in Acadia, I, of course, stuck around an extra day and charged down to see them on June 3rd, the day I'd originally planned to start the drive home. That day was so intensely enjoyable that it squelched all my other memories until I went back through the other photos after I got home. All in all, in addition to my piping plovers, I saw over 200 species on this trip, way too many to absorb all of it in 3 short weeks. My career and my commitment to understanding and sharing information about birds and how to protect them require travel. Now I'm home for a while. I'm ever so glad to be here, but also ever so glad I got to go to so many splendid places. Understanding the big world and all the wonders of each place and all the wonderful people in each place makes me that much more committed to protecting the world's environment and the birds and people we share it with. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.